Blessed are you that now weep, because you shall laugh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, since it is Vigil of All Saints, I decided to tell you a Catholic ghost story. Ghosts, you know, are really poor souls who want and are in need of our prayers. And in November, we especially remember poor souls. And on Thursday, we will make our annual cemetery rosary procession. This ghost story was told by Mr. Louis-Honoré Fréchet, who served as the member of the Parliament of Canada in late 1800s. The story itself took place in Brittany, France. About 15 miles from Nantes, there was an old chapel called the Chapel of Bethlehem, whose main entrance was glass-paned and permits to see what was going on inside the chapel. One All Saints' Day, a lady who wished to reach Nantes early the next morning to go to the All Souls' Day three masses, she ordered a coachman to come for her and to fetch her. The coachman took the vague light of the rising moon and headed off. At midnight, the lady woke when they were passing the Chapel of Bethlehem, just as the day was changing to All Souls' Day. To her surprise, the interior of the chapel was lighted. No one had been in this deserted chapel for years. So what could this mean? "Wouldn't you try and see what is the matter?" said the lady to her driver. The coachman jumped down from the carriage and went straight to the door of the chapel. But he had scarcely put his eye against the glass when the poor fellow fell on his knees and then in panic clambered into the carriage, saying, "For God's sake, let us be off." Now this is what he had seen and heard. At the gleaming of the candles lighted as for a mass, he had seen a priest in his chasuble reclining at the foot of the altar and saying in a plaintive and mournful voice, "Introibo ad altare Dei." Three times the priest repeated these first words of the Holy Mass, making a long pause after each utterance. The third time he waited a little longer, his head sunk on his breast as if under the weight of great despair. Then he turned slowly to look around, and it was at this moment that the coachman had dropped on his knees, his hair standing on end with horror, because it was the face of a ghost priest. In a twinkle, the vision had disappeared, and the interior of the chapel was again plunged in darkness. The coachman went to tell the story to his parish priest. The year after, at the same date and at the same hour, on All Saints' Night, he stood at the door of the chapel. And this is what he did. When the ghost priest started his mass, "Introibo ad altare Dei," the coachman responded, "Ad Deum qui letificat juventutem meam." This way he made the responses and rang the bells during the whole Mass. The Mass went on as usual. At the moment when the last blessing was coming, the ghost priest turned around. His dead head had been changed, and it was now a luminous face, bearing an expression of serenity and joy. And the coachman, kneeling on the threshold of the chapel, heard the priest's voice saying, "Dear friend, I was condemned to come to this chapel every year on All Saints' Night until I found a charitable soul who would assist me in saying Mass, which I had neglected when on earth. It is 600 years tonight that my punishment has lasted. Whoever you may be, I owe you my salvation. Be blessed, you and your family, unto the seventh generation." In this way, serving a Mass faithfully saved a poor soul from purgatory. Now you might think, children, and you are allowed to think, that this is only a legend and a story. But Mr. Frechette, who has written it, said that the person whom he heard it from gave him the very names of the lady and the coachman, and guaranteed to know the families concerned, and told that the coachman in question and his children had prospered in an exceptional manner ever since the serving the mass of the ghost priest. So, children, when you are serving or singing the mass, know that it is not only a service for yourself, God, and your families, but also for those poor souls who so much need and ask your prayers, that they too might soon become saints in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.